My name is Emma Martin, and this is the Lazy Keto Mum Podcast. If you are looking for help with keto and low carb, you have come to the right place. Well, hello and welcome. My name is Emma Martin. I'm the host of the Lazy Mum Keto Podcast. And today I had a young lady reach out to me by the name of Elspeth. And she and I are part of our keto community. So those of you that have been watching my journey for a long time, you'll have heard me yelling about keto, ketones, and all things that are to do with that. And Elspeth has had no exception to that journey as well. She has lost 69 kilograms. Wow. And been on this journey for 2.5 years. Hi, Elspeth.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so excited to be with you and have that chat tonight. Haven't seen you for a long time.
It's been ages. What prompted you to reach out to me today?
Oh, I just thought, like, I like where you're going. I love all your cooking classes when you put them up on Facebook and live a little bit too far away to actually join in. I'm up in North Queensland and you down in Brisbane. And they really love your book. I use a lot of your recipes here and there. So, but it's very, very knowledgeable. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. What's your favorite recipe in there?
Oh, my God, there's quite a few. I can't. Oh, it's that chia bread.
Yeah.
Chia seed bread. That's nice. Yeah.
I stole that one from Joe and Christy, which you probably already know. I love the cookie dough balls. They're my favorite thing in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
Good things. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you reached out. So actually, let me pick your brains a little bit. So 2.5 years ago, you found keto. What did life look like for you before that?
Oh, God. Just a little bit about me. I come through 40-odd years in hospitality and in hotels, and like at school we got staff canteens and like hospitals, and, of course, most of the staff canteens, they're very carb, noodles and everything, so it's a quick lunch. And then, of course, after work you sit together. I worked in a lot of remote areas, AS Rock, Keppel Island and things like that. So, of course, you sit together with your friends after work, have a couple of wines and two or three or more. And on came the kilos and you pile on the thing. And then about 3-4 years or maybe 5 years ago, I was pre-diabetic, and also I couldn't walk properly anymore. Yeah, 5 years, nearly 6 years now. And I thought it was just my sciatica. And then when I had some doctors checking me all out, it was actually advanced osteoarthritis. And I started getting really, really depressed and all that. And I could hardly walk. I ended up on crutches. And of course, when you can't move, you still pile on kilos and you don't know much. Doctors don't tell you a lot, you know, just lose weight, you know. I've tried over the years many, many diets and up and down and up and down, just not enough support. So then going forward, on come COVID, and I thought, oh, that's it. Enough is enough. Come on, Elspeth, change your life. You need to do something. Lockdown. I was still here on the island. I'm on beautiful Hamilton Island. And so we also did the lockdown, and we had to order via email from our local IGA. And I thought, that's perfect. I'm going to do that keto diet. I've done it once. I had success, but this is it. I don't have to invite anybody. I can do it. And so I started, and it was good. I didn't see the supermarket rows. I just could order exactly what I wanted. It was perfect. And it wasn't hard. It was quite hard in the beginning trying to get into that ketosis, but I managed to get in, and it was a lot. I had to read up a lot, and I was doing it all on my own. And then through online, as we were all doing through COVID, I met a lady, and she sort of introduced me to this amazing supplement to take, and which helps with the ketogenic diet to stay actually in that ketosis thing, and I started drinking those ketones as well. And it was just like a light bulb gone up. I had more energy. And with the energy, of course, and the focus, I was more prepared to eat better. And then I learned intermittent fasting and also long, and the kilos were starting to come off. And I started seeing results, and the support was there. Like, there was a group. We got together once a week on a Zoom, like we're doing here, and chatting. And there was always somebody, yeah, you can do this, yeah, this, and uploading recipes. And even through lockdown, I met you online and all these wonderful people from our group, the keto group. And it was just every support. I never, ever had that before with all those other diets and eating, ways of eating. And so, yeah, and so it's just the kilo slowly come off. And then I also learned how to do fasting longer. So from what do? I do now 16, 8 all the time, or 8 hour eating thing. And then once a month, I do a 60-hour fast, like a reboot, to reboot the body. And that's, so when I started doing that once a month, it really, really kick-started. And we have this amazing kit, so you don't feel like you're not eating. It's all good. It's all doctor-formulated. And so that was just amazing. And that really helped getting me better and better and better. And then as I, a few months down the track, of course, I lost a lot of weight or body fat, I should say, and because that's what we're looking. Then I learned more, else we eat more protein, you know, why protein is so important. And especially for me with my poor legs and my hips and all that, I had to really strengthen my legs. And so I knew I needed to make sure I had enough protein and prioritize the protein in eating, have the best vegetables. I also learned more good vegetables like Brussels sprouts and broccoli and cabbage and all those things. And I sort of learned to stay away a little bit from oxidative vegetables, which they give inflammation too much, so they're not so good. So I learned so much, and it's all through word of mouth, through different people on low carb and who have different health journeys, and we're helping each other. And it's just amazing how just online, without even meeting people face-to-face, that you made friends. It's like I'm 65 and just turned 65 in October last year. And I thought, no, I don't want to be a burden with crutches and all that. So now I don't have the crutches anymore. Still, the osteo is still there, but I, every so often when the weather changes, I might have to take the walking stick out. But that's just about it. I hardly ever have to take a Panadol because I just try to eat really healthy. Yeah. So
wow, there's a lot to unpack in what you just said. I'm not quite sure where to start, but I'll give it a go. So go way back. What was it that you were feeling before you found keto? Like, and what was it that prompted you to try keto in the first place?
Well, I was always tired. I was sleep every afternoon. I would go home from work, put my feet up, turn the TV on, and within 5 minutes, bang, gone, and had to have my nana nap for an hour or two. And that was just without fail every day. And I said, oh, this is terrible. And I did keto many, many years ago, but I just didn't know enough about it and what it actually does. I just, oh yeah, you lose weight. And that was it. That's all I knew. Atkins keto, it was sort of the same. And it just wasn't enough nutritional information out there. Where now, like once I found it this time around, 2.5 years ago, and then learning to take a meal, like I told Elspeth, take your favorite meal and make that into a ketogenic, friendly, low-carb dinner. So, so I started.
Can you give us an example of that?
Spaghetti for Polonaise, for example. So I do mini noodles, or I use noodles, edamame?
Yeah, edamame.
Yeah, noodles, which you can get easy now in Woolies, Coles and all them, and they're like one cup. And they're so, you never go back. Once you have those noodles, you never go back. So I use them and make my spaghetti out of there, or fried rice, cauliflower rice. And I use a lot of spices. I learned from lots of chefs. I like watching your cooking shows. Yeah, put that herb in. And then you make it tasty. If you just boil your broccoli or Brussels sprout, they go, yeah, just boiled. It's nothing. You have to have the flavor. And of course, I'm one of them. There's quite a few people through COVID who didn't buy an air fryer. Well, I bought an air fryer and I couldn't do without it.
Really?
I'm on my own, right? And it's the quickest way to bake anything or to fry or cook or whatever. It's just perfect, yeah.
I did a post on my Facebook page a few days ago going, does anyone use an air fryer? And all these people came out of the woodwork. It's like, I didn't know so many people were such big fans. I suppose it's a mini oven, isn't it? What are your favorite recipes in the air fryer?
Oh, well, one thing I really like doing, because when you're on a good diet, you meal prepping is really important. And eggs, like I can eat eggs. There's a lot of people who can't, but I love my eggs. And when you're hungry in the afternoon or you want to sing, it's nice to have a boiled egg. And then I found that, I think it was TikTok or somewhere, do your hard-boiled egg in the air fryer. So I buy now two lots of eggs. I put 12 in or whatever in, and I write on the packet outside, boiled eggs. Oh, I peel them actually. And it's, 15 minutes on 120 degrees and something like that. And I have perfect boiled egg, put them in that cold water, afterwards peel them, and I have eggs in the freeze fridge. And if I have to, like I still work in hospitality, still only have half an hour for lunch. So you have to be quick, go quick. Lucky I live on site, so I can dash home, throw in a salad, put some eggs in if I'm really, and maybe even some good sardines or good tuna, or I love salmon. I have a good fishmonger close by and I get salmon, so I put that in because omega-3, you need all those things. And so I learned a lot, and the air fryer makes it easier. I don't boil the water dry. I've done that before, nearly burned the house down, and because I forgot that I had the eggs on the stove boiling, and then suddenly, the smoke detector went off. I'm going, no, my God, that doesn't happen in the air fryer. So that's another hint and a good thing. And then another thing that also made me go really on ketogenic was my mum. She had Alzheimer's, so I was looking up a lot of things and reading up on this, and I came across a couple of really amazing doctors, and they all suggested ketogenic low-carb eating way. And of course, when you are, if you have somebody in the family already, there's bound to be that you can have that DNA as well. So I said, no way, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to get my ketone brain going, and I'm going to stay like that in that lifestyle. Yeah.
So how's your brain now? What other benefits have you seen following keto?
Look, I'm 65, and where 5 years ago I was really, that was 15 years ago. I didn't do as much at work and thinking and doing as I'm doing now. I feel better now since my low-carb ketogenic lifestyle than I did 15 years ago. And, it's just the focus, energy. I haven't had a nana nap. I just go for it. I get up 4:30 every morning. I do meditation, which helps. Then I start work 6:30 in the morning. So it's a big day. And I don't get home sometimes till 5:30, 5 o'clock. So you full on work with a lot of, I'm a manager, I've got a lot of staff, young staff under me, like over nearly 27 young people. And sometimes I hope they're not listening. Sometimes I run rings around their finger because I'm more switched on than they are. And you know what? It makes me happy. And it thinks, hold on, I'm aging good. Or how one of my friends says, Elspeth, you're aging backwards. And that's what it's all about. It's I don't want to I'll retire in a couple of years and I don't want to be a burden. I want to go on cruises. I want to go back home to Switzerland every year and visit my family. I'm from Switzerland and I want to visit my family. I want to see things when I retire. I don't want to sit at home having my friends or people looking after me because I can't get around too much. I really want to get better. And when you being unhealthy can cost so much money because it costs actually more than buying a few supplements, eating better meat. When you do it right and with intermittent fasting, you save, you don't have to have breakfast time. You're saving a lot. You might buy better meats or better fish or more salmon. Salmon can be a little bit, cost a little bit, but I don't eat that much. Like I can afford it now. And even with my supplements and omega-3s, you just, it's okay. I don't spend any more than I did before on food.
Has that been a big mindset change for you?
Yes.
What did you sort of think before you started this? Did you think keto was expensive?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And in the beginning, I just thought, oh, it's so expensive. I have to buy good meat. I have to buy this. And being also, because I live on an island, we have one supermarket. And then if I go to the mainland, it's the boat trip, costs money, a taxi, the supermarket, carting it all back. You all have to add that on it. I don't have that. If I will be back in Brisbane or somewhere down there, I can go to farmers markets, I can do so many more things, and which would even be better. So yes, it wasn't easy. And then of course I had to learn. I do a lot of online. I get my protein powder from online. I get quite a few bits and pieces online because I can't get it here. So of course that costs, but actually I'm more healthier. So it cost me a little bit to get healthy again, but if I would be unhealthy, going to the doctor all the time, getting all these diabetes drugs, this drug, cost more money than actually getting a good steak and a good piece of salmon.
And can you put a price on health? I don't think so.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to be healthy.
I agree. So actually, let me ask you something that you mentioned really early when we started talking. You said you made some changes. Like what were some of the first changes that you made? Do you remember when you went, oh, I'm going to go keto? Like what did you do? I know it's a long time ago.
But yeah, all right.
People listening and maybe not on this lifestyle thinking, well, my gosh, I want to lose 69 kilos like Elspeth. Like what did you do? What do they do?
I sort of started off and I thought, oh, yeah, I can have bacon and eggs and I can still have my cheese. I love my cheese. Well, I'm from Switzerland. Hello, we love your cheese. And that's one of my biggest downfalls. It's not the chocolate. Love my cheese. So instead of having one piece, I have two pieces, right? So then I sort of did a challenge. All right, Elspeth, get past that cheese so fast. Don't buy any. And then when I do go out or if I have friends over, I'll make a little cheese platter and also a little bit of a cold meat platter or something. And then, of course, I have a little bit. It's then like that's my go-to. Treat. That's my happy. My treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also thought, oh, I have to give up drinking, right? And drinking is nowadays, look in the street, we drink far too much. And yeah, a glass of wine here and there is not bad, but if it's every day, and that costs a lot of money too. So So I said, no, I'm giving up drinking. And about 6 months, it was hard in the beginning, and it was hard on peer pressure to, oh, come on, one glass won't hurt you. One, oh, come on, have that piece of cake. Oh, auntie, why aren't you getting dessert? No, I'm all right. I'll get the cheese platter. If I went out, I would have the cheese platter. I would look, I would ask. And that's one important thing. People think you go into a restaurant. Yesterday I went to the golf course and we had lunch there. Beautiful, beautiful. And I just asked. It was barramundi on special, but it was with mashed potatoes and whatever. And I said, oh, can you just drop the mashed potatoes and I'll have a bit of extra salad? No worries. Don't be shy in a restaurant to say, oh, I'll have the steak, but no fries. Can I have a bit of extra salad? Or order a side salad with it, order extra vegetables with it. And that's all you have to do. And you don't pay more. They're happy to do it. The chefs are happy to do it. And that's all you have to do.
Yeah, and they're the tiniest little shifts, aren't they? And you hit it on the head. It's this lifestyle is about those replacements that you were talking about, like zoodles for noodles or the edamame noodles, cauliflower rice for rice, finding those little swaps, getting the vegetables instead of the chips. And I think that's the key. And I'm glad you brought that up. I think the other thing I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that you do intermittent fasting. So you are doing what, 16-8? So eating, fasting for 16 and not and eating for 8. Is that what you do?
Yes. So I stop eating. Well, I get home at 5 and then I start cooking. And then so practically, because I'm on my own, it's easier for me to. But I practically eat after I finish my meal at 6-ish, 6:15, 6:30, that's it. I probably make myself a cup of tea, or I love my apple cider vinegar, and I got one here, apples, can you see it there? And apple cider vinegar, a little bit of lemon juice, soda water if you have some, or mineral water and ice, and that is so refreshing. And then I put an lemon lime electrolyte in it. And it actually tastes like soda, like solo, you know, the solo drink.
And yeah, nice.
Electrolyte, lime, lemon juice, and a bit of apple cider vinegar on
lovely.
Soda. Beautiful. Yeah.
Do you have
so I learned all those little hacks. So I have that. And then that's it. I have a little herbal tablet an hour before I go to bed. I try not to eat. I don't eat three. It's about the 3 hours before you go to bed. You sort of calm down. And then in the morning, I have, a big glass of water with apple cider vinegar in it. Sometimes I have, most days I have a green tea. I'm lucky I have a lot of Taiwanese staff, and they send me beautiful Chinese green tea. So I'm spoiled there. So I make myself a pot of tea. And then about 11:30, I start thinking, oh, yeah, let's go home, have some lunch. And then I make myself sometimes scrambled eggs, sometimes, like I said before, salad, something quick for lunch. Sometimes nowadays I make more. Oh, one thing I always have every day, I have a little bit of sauerkraut because it's probiotic, prebiotic, whatever you call it, very, very good for you. And so sometimes I break my fast. I make myself natural Greek yogurt without added sugar, like a big pot there. Or at the moment I'm trying out, I give away a little bit milk product. So I buy that yummy coconut yogurt without sugar. I have to have a look. Lucky I can get it now here. And then I protein powder in there. And a nice vanilla one or whatever. There's heaps of flavors. We got heaps of flavors. And I put that in and a handful of strawberries or berries. And that's so filling. And because you get the yogurt, it's the probiotic. So you get that. And that's good for your gut. And that's what you actually have to heal. And then, so I have that. And then 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, I have my ketone drink, and that keeps me in that autophagy state as well, a ketone thing. And then I don't feel like that 5 o'clock, oh, I need a nibble. It actually keeps me through all the way until dinner is cooked. And then I have dinner. And and that's how I do it every day. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I think that's a really good recipe for fat burning and giving you, we don't need to eat 3 meals a day. We just thought we did. So you mentioned something really interesting, and I've just got one or two more questions for you. You've mentioned a couple of things about how you have changed things. So, for example, you said you cut back on your cheese a little bit, or you're trying to go away from dairy. Have you hit plateaus or points where you have stagnated weight-wise through this journey? And what did you do?
Last year it was suddenly. I didn't put on, but I just couldn't lose. So I changed it a little bit around, and that's when I actually learned to have more protein and to really write or like really, really watch your carb. Like I got a little app on the phone, Carb Manager I use, and really input everything. If you don't have that, just write it down. And then that way you can, oh, a bit over, oh shit, I did have some cheese. Oh, sorry. I had some cheese that day. And so you just had to look there. And then slowly it would go down. But I did change. I started to take some of the, like, instead of having cheese every day, I started to cut that out totally. And I cut the yogurt out for a while. And then suddenly, bang, it was good again. And the biggest challenge last year was I went on holiday. And you know what we do on holiday? Yeah, easy. But I was so lucky. My family went to see my family, and they were so proud of me. So they really came to terms. And it was summer, so we just had barbecues. And how good are we here in Australia? People out there. Steak, good meats. You can get so many good sausages now too, which are gluten-free and have not all the extra fillers inside. And then so it's good salads. And that's a barbecue. What are you changing? You're changing nothing. That's keto.
Yeah,
you
know, we're so blessed.
Yeah, be blessed.
How did it feel when your family saw your progress? How did that make you feel?
Oh, very, very good. Very, very good. My brother is such a is a real freak, and like for now you have to exercise. However, when you have a little bit of osteo, and I just come a long way to go from crutches to a walking stick to walking, and I'm still hobbling. I'm still walking like a old duck because of that one hip and leg is still not that good. So he actually does train people in ice. So he got me on the mini tramp. Yes, Emma, I bought one now. After, even you remember when we did that Zoom with the mini tramp? Well, yeah. I got one now. But, you know, people think, oh, you have to jump up and down. But when you have lymph problems like me, you can't really. All I have to do, and even he said, and he's an expert in sports and things, he said, no, Elsa, just 2 minutes every day in the morning, get on there and just bounce, because that gets the lymph system going and it feels good. And then I got myself, but I got that one before, I got myself one of them little pedal QB, whatever they're called, for bike, and because I couldn't walk far. So I couldn't really go for long walks because I was hurting. It was, even so I was better, I still couldn't walk far. So I got on that little push bike, and in the beginning I just had it here in front of the TV, and you can even go online with Bluetooth, and so you were working with other people, and I was trying to get a couple of kilometers every day under my legs, and it was low impact. And so that's my little exercise. And then I started, because it's important, and the older we get now, I'm 65, and it's actually weightlifting. But there goes me, weightlifting. Where do I start? So I got my little kilo dumbbells, and I got the stretchy, the whatever they call it. What's the stretch thing?
Let's just call it a stretchy thing.
Stretchy thing, all right, people might laugh out there. But yeah, and I do now, little exercise. I got a friend online as well who she's specializing in a good exercise for arthritis and things. And so I do all those little exercise, and I found, especially even when I was in pain, I was exercising and then the pain went away. And then I even learned more, like even now I'm going more deeper into it so I can keep that under control. And it's working out. It's my health is getting better and better. Yeah.
Amazing. And watching your journey has been so inspiring. As I'm one of your biggest fans. Like I'm always putting together before and after photos and sending them to you. And I just think that you can inspire so many people. So one last question for you. What do you think the role of the keto and low carb community has meant to you and your journey?
Oh my God, the community, the friendship, the inspirations from so many people, the mentoring, like male, female, all these absolutely wonderful people I've met from all over the world who help each other, who, oh, try this recipe. Oh, you have to do this. The kids we have in our community, the mental, it's actually, we didn't talk about mindset, did we? The mindset through the community, we met like people. We were lucky to have meetings with people like Jay Shetty, with so many other fantastic people who help with the mindset. And I think that's part of my thing is when it was time and I said, enough is enough. And this is what I never said. And it switched something on and I kept it on. And it's probably about whatever you say, 80% mindset or 70% mindset, 20% diet and 10% whatever the exercise, yeah, or something like that. And maybe I haven't got the percentage quite right, but the mindset is probably one of the biggest thing. Once we know, no, enough is enough, that's it, I'm going to be healthier.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, you are so, so inspiring.
But it's people who help me, like you, who, you know, with that book and the way it's reading. And it's important to read things and not just take one person's word for it. Research, look at things and see what other people are saying and don't be scared to speak out and ask for help.
I think that's a really good tip because often we think, okay, we're going to do it alone. The people that love us are trying to feed us. Like what you're saying before, they're trying to feed us because the further we go away from what they know, the more threatening it is to them, even though they might not understand it. So grandma's going, have some apple pie, have some apple pie. You're like, no, grandma, I can't. And grandma's like, oh, okay. So they feel challenged as well. What do you think? So if somebody's listening to this and they're going, all right, well, okay, sounds great, but what are your three top tips for somebody thinking about this journey briefly?
Do it.
Okay, so number one, do it.
Start, all right. Number two, drink lots and lots of water in between. It's one of the best. I mean, our bodies is 70% water, right? And there's so many things. You can put lemon juice in it. You can put all the kind of things in your water. You don't just have to have neat water. Very, very big. Do your ketone diet or low-carb diet. And those ketones, I tell you, those supplements, they're full of vitamin B, C's, all kind of vitamins in it. They are really amazing. They help you so much on the way. It's a supplement. It's not a diet drink or nothing like that, but it's a refreshing supplement who just gives you that little bit of extra on top of it. I hardly take any supplements. I do, what else do I do? I do omega-3s. That's one of my major supplements I take. And the rest is my ketone drink and my good healthy fruits.
Yeah, those magic potions, they're amazing. Yeah. Well, We'll link your Facebook page down in here so that people can find you if they'd like to follow you. Guys, go and find Elsbeth Roth and have a look at her journey. Go back and stalk her photos from the beginning. And if you're looking for inspiration, this lady has it all. Elsbeth, thank you so much for taking time out.
No worries.
So appreciate it. No worries.
Thanks, Emma. We'll have to have another chat at some other time. Yeah.
Lovely.
Let's talk. Seeing lots of your podcasts too.
Amazing. We'll talk about mindset, hey?
Yes. All right.
Fantastic. Thanks heaps for your time. It's great.
No worries. Goodbye.
Bye.